Brilliant prices.
This is Jumping the Turnstile. I'm Jezbot.
And I'm Timmy Tarko.
A little low energy for me to this morning, Timmy Tarko.
Why is that, Jezbot?
Jesus, it does sound like a podcast, doesn't it?
It does now.
You ever get that?
You keep turning me down.
Well, you can turn it back up again. It's all right. It's behind the curtain.
You're number one.
Number one. Yeah, you know, like, you get up in the morning after sleeping many hours, and you feel like you've just gone 10 rounds with bloody Mike Tyson in his 60s.
Explain. Please explain.
I'm just really fucking tired, is what it is. Yeah. I go to bed early.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple of days off. I needed to recuperate my body.
My
body's been bloody getting smashed.
Is it?
Oh, my God. I was just scrolling through my phone to get some notes.
Yeah.
And all it is work photos.
It's all just bloody fences, isn't it?
It's all fences.
Yeah. I go through mine. It's all bloody gigs.
Yeah. I wake up and I was like, you know what I mean?
You're making me fucking yawn.
I was having this running dream.
Mm. Oh, that's exhausting.
You just wake up and you go, what is it? What's it worth?
I have a very stiff run in my dreams.
Yes, very stiff run.
It's like reality. I haven't run properly since I took a dive.
The last time I had to run was this week.
Really?
I'm doing a jobbo.
Yeah.
And
run for the phone.
I didn't know that there was a doggo, right?
Run from a dog.
Not from.
To.
Trying to catch the cunt.
Oh.
Yeah. So he did a... I didn't see him. And then...
Cue the Benny Hill music.
So I see this guy, this little white, what do you call it, Maltesers?
Yeah, Maltesers.
And he sees me, I see him, and he sticks his head out of the gate, and I run towards the gate, and he goes, nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
And he's off.
It's
and
on. I'm Chase going, is
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So he belongs to the property.
Yeah, he does.
You let him out.
I'll let him out.
Oh, he's scallywag.
I know. So I go, oh, no, doggo. And then I start Terminatoring it down the street.
Yeah.
In my car keys and my big boots.
Yeah.
I'm running down. Doggo, stop, doggo, please. Stop.
And how'd you get him?
I didn't.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. End of the story.
Can't
get him. He sees another dog coming from down the ways across the street and goes, oh, fuck.
Stop for a sniff.
And runs back past me. I tried to grab him, couldn't grab him.
Oh,
slippery little sucker. And then just runs back inside.
Oh, you little shit. All out running for nothing.
Oh, man, and I felt it. The legs were heavy. The legs. You motherfucker. And then I had to like...
Oh, and then that's when the client comes out and you're just yelling at the dog that's in the property going, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, she had cameras everywhere. She wasn't home. So as soon as she got home, I'm like, oh, I can let your dog out and came back and...
Yeah.
They're very precious to me. I'm glad they're not dead.
Oh.
Anyway, so.
Yeah.
That's part of all part and parcel.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't pick your clients, but you just don't know if they're going to. Because you're stepping on to my property, my rules.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, jeez. Tell me about it, mate.
Don't have the radio on too loud because Myra next door doesn't like tunes.
But what about. Lady comes storming out. We've contacted lawyers.
Oh, God. So why don't you talk to me about it?
Did you contact lawyers? Because you're about to put the fences wrong.
All right. Tools, pack it up, boys.
That's what I said.
You guys sort it out.
Yeah, all right.
Call me when it's done.
All right.
Call me after the case.
Anyway, we sorted it out.
You did?
Well, I sorted that part of it out. And then the other lady from the front of the property, so there's three people I'm dealing with. She's, I won't put her on blast, her full name or anything like that, but we did track her down.
Oh, yeah, you sent me photos of her. She looks like a right cunt.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah. Bitch face.
Yeah, so she's texting, this is another thing, don't text me at 7 o'clock in the morning with your dramas.
Okay. You talking to me?
No, well, she texted me with a full page, we have... engaged in the building practitioners. What you're doing is wrong, and you. cease and desist. Do not build this fence. Sure. We're coming out, ya.
Okay.
See so ya. I just went to work and built it.
Yeah, right.
And then she never came out, and I never heard from her again.
Right.
So dramas.
Case closed.
Dramas. She's a bully.
Cold case.
She's a bully, this woman. She's bullying.
Nothing else better to do.
I know. And do you know what she does for a living? She sells buttons.
Oh, my God. She's the whole package.
She has a button shop.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Buttons.
Well, that's what your daughter's doing.
Yeah.
But they're like...
Oh, badges.
Badges. Yeah. It's a button, is though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think before they gave it the old badge title, they would probably call them buttons.
Hmm.
Buttons makes it sound very political.
Yeah.
But political.
Yeah, because you get your Anarchy button and you get your Che Guevara.
Mm. We just did the old Votio.
Yeah, we did.
And we were going to do a bloody garage sale that weekend. And it's too close to Audrey's 18th.
Mm. To be pulling everything down.
Yeah, because the plan was to pile it up into a trailer, take it to the fucking tip, tip it out. If I didn't make $2 on that, it's the tip can make 50 cents in the trash and treasure room.
It's going to make a killing off ya.
He will. So we opted out of that. And I gave the old excuse, well, you know, it's probably going to be shit weather. It was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, perfect for him, buddy.
Perfect. Yeah.
Garage sale,
the last time I did a garage sale, said they're like an asshole all day.
Yeah.
I was like scooched up in bloody scarves and shit on the back porch watching movies. I watched about four movies before waiting for someone to come in.
I think you got to offer like free things on the signage. Free this, free that.
I need to make money.
Yeah, but you got to get the crowns in, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about this whole...
Well, I aborted the mission because I didn't want to pull everything out. Because instead of taking it to the tip, what I had to put in the roof because we've got to clean up for Audrey's party.
Well, I've said to Cass, because our crawl space in the roof is full of shit. And I've said, look, I've carried this from your house when she was living with her parents, right?
Yep.
I moved all that shit to our parents' house. No, to the... the old place we used to live at, and then from that place to the place before we bought a house to move into this other guy, and then another guy.
So 20 years of shifting.
I've just been putting these boxes up, down, left, right, and I said, look. I said, look.
They're boxy, but they're good.
This roof is going
to... What's in the boxes? What's in the box?
Clothes, teddy bears, books, amber collection, you know, all the amber pots and plates. You've got your old paintings that people have painted for us that were just they're bad, and so just they go up in the roof.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I painted one of those. Board games,
old bloody equipment, and I'm just at the point where I said, look, I'll bring down one box at a time, but whatever comes down, it's not going back up.
Yeah, right.
So if I bring down one case full of clothes...
I feel like I'm going to have to make some space in the roof
for your
boxes.
It's just too much.
People love dumping shit on me.
People love dumping shit on the sidewalk ready for August bloody hard rubbish.
PlayStation 3 was a good score, though.
Yeah, but people are putting out bloody hamster houses and stuff and bins and whatnot like 6 months before the... Hardware collection.
Rude.
Cass and I have been walking around the streets.
Flagging them.
Taking photos of...
And doing the old flag?
Yeah. Lag them in.
So you're just as bad as Buttons.
I'm as bad as everyone else, but...
Betsy Buttons.
It's everyone's street. You know, it's not just your dumping ground, mate. Mm. And I've heard... I've said this 1,000 times on the podcast.
Yeah, if you've said it once, you've said it 1,000 times.
At least 500 times.
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher.
Yeah, look.
what have you said 1,000 times? Don't dump your stuff. Yeah, yeah. Seen this episode. I noticed you got a bit of a dead nail on your finger.
Yes.
What happened there?
Well, something hit it.
Okay, well, that's the end of that. What else have we got on the list? you said stretch.
What have you been doing?
You know what we did? I said to the kids, right, that's it. Sitting down, We're going to watch The Terminator.
Yes.
Right. And I said, you watch how well it holds up. And it does.
Terminator 1.
Terminator 1.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty damn sick. Because Mason doesn't like thrillers and...
Scaries
and all that kind of stuff. He did say, well, it's Nightmare on Elm Street. I went, nah, it's the next tier up, mate. It's the next tier up. Even though it's probably a Spielbergo. Is it? It's
comical.
Yeah, it's got Johnny Depp in it.
I don't know if it's Spielberg.
That's with the tongue through the tail. Lick, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And Terminator, watched it. It was like watching myself watch it.
Right.
I said to him, you know, I've watched this about 800 times.
No, you haven't.
He goes, if you have,
what's next?
What's the first line of the movie?
Oh, good game. Okay. Oh, let's stretch this out. The first line of the movie is...
So it starts off with no lines. I'll just set the scene, right? Up to the point where the first line is said. Okay. We have a glimpse of the future, 2050. Yeah, it's Skynet. It's
Terminators.
Pretty much what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And then it shows you that. Then it cuts to the modern day and cuts straight to the garbage truck. You know, the guy's pulling the garbage truck up, and then
there's a homeless man.
No. That's the second futuristic thing. Okay. Arnie comes first.
Yes. Guy gets out of his dump truck.
Yeah, and what is he? Yeah, yes, he does. Yes,
and he looks at the hole in the fence, the big hole, like the melted fence.
He says,
What the hell?
I'll give that to you. And so I said it. I saw the truck, and then I saw the guy with the cigar, and I went, what the hell? Mason said, what's the first three words of the movie? And I went, what the hell?
Yeah, this is...
And I was right.
We've wasted our lives.
You have watched it 800 times.
Yes, son. Yes,
why
son.
Why have you watched it 800 times? It's because we had a handful of VHS taped off TV.
Yeah.
Terminator. Bear of Dead.
Blues Brothers. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Back to the Future.
Star Wars.
That's about it.
Yeah, and then on repeat.
Yeah, and so you'd scooch down... Roll yourself up into a Dona cigar.
Yeah. Okay, what are we going to watch today?
Flop on the couch and then watch a video.
Yeah.
Scoot your hand out the top of the Dona.
First of all, I'll stop you right there. Go get a bowl of chips.
Chips or cereal?
Cereal and an icy.
An icy.
Which is from the night before, you'd get the apple juice or the orange juice.
In a mug.
You pour it in a mug.
Yep.
And then you freeze it.
Yep.
And then the next day, you can eat it as a slushy.
Kinda.
You have to wait until it sort of melts a bit.
It takes hours to eat.
Mm.
On the vein of Sunny Boys.
Yeah, but we couldn't afford a Sunny Boy, no. So you just icy it.
You find Sunny Boys were like 40 to 60 cents.
Soaking wet.
Yeah. Icy cold.
What did Mason think of the whole
Loved it.
Terminator?
Loved it.
Who did he want to be more? Him, or the...
I think Arnie. I think he was the protagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he antagonist, might. I think he might have been.
Antagonist.
How long between Terminator 2 you reckon you're going to watch Terminator
2? Oh, we wanted to watch it the very next night, but I had a stupid bloody gig. I was just like, I was pissed. I was like, I want to go to this gig and watch Terminator 2.
With me son.
I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
We might watch it tonight.
And then skip 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, we're not going to go all the way. But
James Cameron, what are you doing?
Well, he only did onesies and twosies, I'm pretty sure.
I think he did one and like four.
No, he did one and two.
Okay.
Because you'll find that.
Yes.
Every time we introduce a new television, when you introduce a new technology, we call in James.
James
Cameron. Come in here, Blaze.
What are you working on? Oh, it's basically the Smurfs.
No, we introduce morphing. Doesn't matter if it's black or white. You know, when everybody's, it's black, it's white. We're morphing from Chinese to black. We're black, we're white. Yeah. Look at me, I'm morphing now.
I still recall that looked pretty sick.
It did. It was. And it is. still good.
Yes.
Right? So it's, I said, like, I'm going to show you the movies that started off the next line of tech.
Yeah.
So Terminators 2's.
As soon as you went into that liquid state, that was like, what?
CG. It's the first CGI. Fuck. It's the first CGI introduction.
It was amazing.
It still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Terminator 1 still looks pretty good. It does.
They had a warehouse Mason of computers.
Mason did say, why doesn't he look like he's made of rubber? I said, because he is.
Yeah.
In that scene.
Yeah. When just that little
his,
scene.
When he's popping his eye out, and everything in that movie is in your mind.
Yeah, mind's eye.
Your mind. My so mind. Open your mind.
Terminator 2, that opening sequence employs about 65 different techniques VFX.
Yes, it does.
Your force perspective.
65 disciplines.
Yeah, your miniatures.
Miniatures.
Men in robot suits.
Yep. But they did the old Arnie as rubber guy.
Mm.
And then when it comes to him getting a bit trashed up, they shave his eyebrows off. So he looks.
They sure do.
He looks like the rubber mask. They've gone, we're going to have to fucking. Oh, I thought you couldn't grow them back when you cut them off.
I'm sure that they didn't shave off Arnie's eyebrows.
Okay, maybe they just plastiqued them and made him look.
Like a Cro-Magnon man.
Yeah.
It does look a bit but like that.
It's wicked. And it's game over, man. What's his name? Bill Paxton. Is one of the punks.
Yes.
Give me your clothes.
Yeah. I saw a preview for The Predator. A new Predator movie. Oh my god, the Predator looks like
a vagina.
It doesn't look like as good as the first Predator looks
Of course it doesn't.
Because they've just gone right rubber mask, but not like.
Do you know who was in the first Predator costume?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Correct.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And
he goes, nah, this is going to look shit.
It's
going to
look shit. I'm out. Because they had him in a green
rubber suit.
Rubber suit doing the things. He's like, this what is going to look this? Shit. And it's like, no, it's special effects.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I'm out. Do I get to do the splits? No. I'm out.
This is basically turned into a Terminator.
Do I get to split my legs?
Yeah, there are some. There's some good uns for your boy to watch.
My boy.
Your boy.
Yeah, we're just trying to work out what's next. Terminator 2's. And then...
Give him something to think on.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do... Because here's the thing, right? There's two things about Mason. We started calling him the Magnificent Magnet Boy.
Okay.
Because when you're at the market, and doesn't matter where you're standing, he'll come over and just go... And kind of... A little bit bump into you, like magnets attract to each other, but then they kind of repel because you go punk and push him the other way. Mm-hmm. He's doing it subconsciously.
Yeah,
it's like the doggos. You know, they come back to you, and then
they
just
put
like,
their paw on you.
Yeah,
don't forget about me.
Here I am. I haven't forgotten.
I haven't forgotten. Is that just to get some cash for some donuts?
No, he just does it. Bump the bumbity bump 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 baroo into me. Gives me the fucking trots.
Maybe he's just looking for some hug.
No, fuck that. Maybe you don't give him enough love. It's magnetic boy. Bumpity bumpity. When we were in Japan, it was just like, oh, dude. I had to say, because it was hot over there. And he was just like.
Too close.
You know when your wife puts her hand on you?
Yeah. Get off me.
Yeah.
Get off me. It's too hot. You're going to bloody fuck up my bed thermostat.
Yeah. Right? It's exactly like that. But a 12-year-old boy. Not like that, but like that.
That just makes me want to sleep.
Does it?
Yeah, talking about bed.
Yeah, right. But he was magnetic in Japan, and it was just too hot, and I was just like,
stop touching me!
I ended up just saying, right, just go over there with your mumsy.
Should we look up 10 facts about Terminator 1?
I can tell you all the facts. I know everything.
Nah, don't do it.
Sarah
Connor.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay, all yes.
Right, go on.
So Arnie goes to the phone booth.
Yeah, looks up the Sarah Connors.
Pulls out the big old book, opens it up.
What's that,
S and C, and he goes, What's that? What in that? Actually, Audrey knew what it was, but she just went, oh, God, that's pretty stalky.
Yeah.
And he just had no... He goes, what's that book? I went, it's a phone book. What do you mean, phone book? What do you mean? Yes, everybody's first, middle, and last name listed in the book with address and number.
Fuck yeah, they did, didn't they?
Did you ever think that we could have... That was a stalking, it was a stalker's book? Did you ever think of that?
Well, I didn't think that, you know, your school annual, I've said this before, your school yearly annual that takes photos of the whole class and everyone that was in the class and its rows and its names and its...
Yeah.
I don't think it's an annual, so you can remember. It's a catalogue for the pedos.
Okay.
Right? The Catholic pedos.
Yeah, okay.
So at the end of the year, they hand out all the annuals. And they go, yeah, it's a penthouse. And then you get to choose. Row B.
Position one.
Yeah, the tallest.
You've sunk my battleship.
Tallest to shortest.
Yeah, okay, yeah. By size, rank, and...
And then what happens if you get into the ASIO or CIA or whatever, and you've gone through all these school years, and you're in every photo? Does it mean that, like, your parents have to think, oh, he could be CIA material, so every school day that there's photos, he's not going. So he's always blank. Trappett's never there on fucking...
Yeah, spy kids.
Spy kids.
Spy kids, get rid of them. Raise us. I just call them Smith or Jones.
What? Back to the phone book thing.
Yeah, so I didn't know what it was, and I had to pause the movie and explain to him what a phone book was.
And did you explain to him how it used to get delivered?
No, I didn't.
The white pages and yellow pages, so four, like, annuals, big books.
They're in. The next dish.
It's like the Lord of the Rings.
God, where do we get a phone book from?
I don't think you can anymore.
Come on.
Jeez, they must be worth a fortune now.
They must be worth something.
And then did you tell him there was this other book called The Meltways?
No, I didn't, actually.
It's a book. That
it's a GPS book.
It's a GPS book.
And the trick is working out where you are and where you're going.
Yeah, and the trick is...
That's fucked.
As you've got to have it in between your legs or on the steering wheel. And as you drive...
With your finger on it.
And you're following...
Fucking hell. I've got a Melways out the front. Tough read.
They must have shat themselves.
You know, there's a Melways. Sidway.
There's a Sidway. There's a Brisways.
That's the only time I clicked what Melways was.
Yes.
When I found out about Sidways.
Yes.
Sydney
Way.
Super interesting.
And they have to update it every year.
Yeah. So then I said, we kind of stopped doing the phone book thing. Yeah. You know, I got contacted by the Yellow Pages. You should list your business in the Yellow Pages.
What?
Yeah. How much would you expect to pay for an ad in the Yellow Pages for a year?
$25,000.
$14,000.
That is
ridiculous. For a year. I said, you realize you're the Yellow Pages, right?
Yeah.
And then hung up on the prick. Never call here again.
The Trading Post. There's another thing.
Yeah, but don't you like business?
No, I don't.
No, I don't want it.
No.
Don't want it. I don't want to do 15 quotes a fucking minute.
I get maybe 50 of those a week saying, oh, we've noticed that you have no Google pages. You want to get up in there.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
I said to this dude, if I got...
I can do that for free.
If I got any more work, I'd have to kill myself.
Yeah.
I cannot.
It's the only way out.
I can't keep up with you.
It's the only way out.
Well, don't you want to expand the business? No, I don't.
What about this with old mate? One of my friends came that called me up and said, "Oh, didn't you say you had a bloody computer, mate, or something?"
Yeah.
And I went, "Yeah, Clarky, he's the guy." Mm-hmm. He goes, "Because he lost his data on his external hard drive, one of these little flippy floppies."
Ouch.
Had his whole life on it. I'm like, well,
did you have backup?
Yeah, well, that's what shits me about all this computer and car stuff. And like when you buy a generator and they go, well, you know, you got to start it and it's fucked. Or you get a vacuum and they go, here's the problem, you suck that dust. Yeah. Like you don't find out till after and it's something like stupid that should be in the instructions.
Did you buy that generator?
No, he never called me back. Right. But I'm going to get one. And... anyway, so you get the advice afterwards. Well, you know, you got to back him up, don't you? It's like, yeah, I fucking do, because my hard drive's broke. So, yes, I do know now. I said, well, when you buy a hard drive, buy twosies, onesies, twosies, the other one goes in the vault. Anyway, so you had to go to a data retrieval business. Jeez. That yeah, you hand the hard drive.
Does he really need his porno collection that badly?
Well, it's documents. It's this. It's his green card payment papers, and it's his.
Never trust a hard drive with that. Send it its emails. Anyway.
Anyway, I said, I reckon you've sent everything you've in that was in there. You sent it, so that's in your emails.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he took it to the retrieval dudes, and they've had a little looky-loo to give him a quote and gone, it's probably a firmware update, which means 80% of such and such, blah, blah, blah. It's very common. It's usually firmware, which means startup sequence in your thing. Mm-hmm. You re-put the file in, it goes, oh, yeah, here's the hard drive. There's your files. But in very rare occasions, we might need to rejig the motor in it. Which means, how much do you think you'd have to pay for your data retrieval after?
$1,250.
$1,750.
What the shit?
And I said, fuck, man, no data in the known world is...
Unless worth. It's your crypto wallet.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's worth $17,000. That or is. Hundred or whatever. That is. Hundo.
Yeah. So I said, look, just drop it off and I called Clark. He's like, nah. I'll just fucking put it in, run it over the weekend. It'll do its thing. Nothing. Free.
Sorry, yeah.
Or $1,750.
And he goes, nah, I want to spend $1,700.
Well, it's the old, are you sitting down?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sitting down. I'm actually having a shit.
Yeah.
The old, oh, yeah, it does turn out it's not the firmware. It is the firmware.
It is always.
We're going to charge you $1,750.
Yeah, it could be 99 cents or $1,700.
Which one do you want to do? The 99 cent one?
Well, it turns out.
Here's the thing. We can't now. We've opened it. We can't give it back unless you pay. So you lost your hard drive. Anyway, it's just they're stealing money and.
Now, what are we doing about all our podcasts and all these hard drives that you've backed up and backed up and backed up?
Yeah, backed up and backed up.
Yeah.
Faraday cage.
Where's my notes?
Yep. And, yeah, so I would say as a tip to the punters. Let's give them all the afterthoughts of what you should have done and what people should know they should do, right?
Okay.
So,
put some music over this one.
Okay. I would say.
I got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Make sure.
Yep.
In between the car services, that you should have got 10 or 20,000.
Didn't say what I was going to say. 20,000. I don't have a second one.
20,000 Ks. Yep. Yo. Make sure all your oils are up to squirt.
Your oils oil, and oils.
Your engine oil, yeah. And your radiator fluids.
You know what I mean.
You really must.
You really must. Yeah. What about give the filter a scrape out on the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because after it breaks, the repairman will go, well, what's this fork doing in the...
How come you never pick the toothpick out of the dishwasher?
Well, I'm doing dishwasher maintenance. I put it on the list as like the dishwasher cleaning pallet thing. You put it in, empty. It washes out all that. Gives all the pipes a good scrape out.
Here's a good one. Lube up your chainsaw.
Yeah.
You need a squirt of Lubo to keep it turning.
Well, here's the thing. There's two holes on a chainsaw. There's the oil and then there's the petrol.
Yeah, right.
And the petrol should last as long as the oil. So every time you redo your petrol, put some more bloody bar oil in it, it's called.
Yeah, okay.
I got some bar it's oil. It's called KY.
Yeah. And then, of course, back up your data. Never...
Song your data?
Never turn your computer off at the PowerPoint. Power it down.
Is it?
Yeah, don't just go, punk, and pull the cord out. And turn your computer off, unless you're being hacked live and direct.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Don't just fucking pull it out.
Nah, but what about just turn the switch off?
Well, they say with the USB sticks that you're supposed to go, it's not D-file, eject.
Yeah, but I'm a rebel. I just take it out.
I'm a rebel too.
And it's never, nothing bad has ever happened.
Oh, I've lost a few stickos that way. Yeah.
Do you want to do a movie corner?
We're still doing the tip advice for what you're going to do. The music's still going.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Just because there's people need to know what to do. Yeah, the generator, run your generator.
Yeah, if you've got a generator, you've got to run it at once a month. So make sure the seals and all that kind of stuff keeps...
But isn't there a rule with don't let fuel sit in it?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, there's many, many rules. Now, you were coming up like pretty hard the other week going, got to get a generator. Yep. Boys, you don't know what's about to happen. The blackout is about to happen. So what was all that about?
I was just watching it. There was a massive blackout in Spain where the whole grid just went down. Everything went down.
Yeah, for days.
I'm like, you know what? If this goes down, I want to be able to make music while it's dark.
Yeah.
Just run a generator, run my computer, make some tunes, right?
What about your freezer?
Well, it's more about the fridge, oh.
Yeah.
Run the fridge.
Rather than making beats.
So I was going to get a generator, get a Jenny. Actually, I'll look at Marketplace, see if that prick replied. surprisingly low prices on a generator.
Yeah, but that's where I start to question what the quality of the generator is.
Oh, I've been trying to buy a bloody... Mason's adamant about buying a PlayStation 5. Waste of fucking dosh. PlayStation 4, $75. PlayStation 5.
$74?
Yeah.
Can you get that for me, please? No, don't
do it.
Why not?
Don't do it, because what I've found is... all the good PlayStation, all the good stuff on Marketplace is...
Fake.
Scam.
Mm.
Scam-a-dam-a-ding-dong. Oh, I've had some bloody run-ins, I'll tell ya.
Oh, okay, I've got some advice.
Yep.
I'm not bragging, but... I bought me bloody wife a brand new iPhone and an iWatch.
Okay.
She was going to buy it, but I put it on my credit card so I can claim it. Yep. And... she's at the Apple store with the geniuses, and they're doing all the things. Do you want us to swap it over now? She goes, nah. Well, how long is it going to be?
What do they swap over? They do the
transfer data.
Oh, God.
And she goes, it could be up to 3 hours.
Oh, fuck that.
Right. But here's the rub.
Okay.
She came home. She tried to do it herself. And she's got a business number, and she's got a home number. And you get this business sim and the old model I'm getting.
Yeah, but what is
crazy,
it?
Man, 12. iPhone 12. I've got an 8.
The new ones, you go...
yeah, but it didn't...
phone on phone.
New sims through Kogan.
Yeah.
And so anyways, the advice is stay at the Apple store. Get them to do it. Go see a bloody Terminator movie or something.
Yeah.
Sit there for 3 hours.
James Cameron vehicle.
That'd be my piece of advice. Get the Apple geniuses to transfer the data, because it's gone on for days now and it's annoying, and I still don't have my new phone. I bought already a new phone so I can get a new phone. The frustration on her face. I walked in and I knew she was doing phoning stuff.
Yeah, she was on your data.
It was just, mate, you should have just... I should have just stayed there. Yeah. She wasn't too
happy. Hindsight.
She wasn't
too happy. We'll call this 2020.
Yeah.
Hindsight. Okay. Wrapping up that music there. I'm sure I already did.
Doggo's going in for surgery next week.
Oh, God. Here comes the cash.
Yeah.
Cash cow.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down? Oh.
But here's some more advice. Put the music back up. Always, punters.
Always.
Get a second opinion.
Yep.
Because we've got this doggo. Beautiful little doggo. Me best bloody friend.
That's got to be Frankie.
It's Frankie. I love love Flute. I love Flute too. He's my
He's okay. He's
all right. He's my guard dog, man. He's got a different role to Frankie.
Wait, he doesn't shut up. Is that what
you
mean?
Frankie's on for your lap.
Yep.
And Floyd is for outside.
Yeah.
For barking. To let me know that people are coming. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Anyway.
He's a steaming barker.
She's got this fat deposit on her belly.
Oh, okay.
And it started off like a 20-cent puss. And so we take it to the vet. She goes, "What is this? We don't like it." She goes, "It's just, it's nothing. It's just visual. It's not going to harm her. It's just a fatty deposit. Don't worry. Just, you know."
It's a sebaceous cyst.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like, "Can we squeeze it?" No, you can't squeeze
it.
No, it's not like that.
It's filled. No, it's brimming. It's
under the skin. It's under
20
cent
poos.
It's under the skin.
Oh.
You can't smell it. It's just a little fatty deposit.
You would smell it if you popped it.
Tell you what it's like. It's like if you're on, I don't know.
AIDS?
Nah, like, I don't know, estrogen hormones or something.
Gotcha.
Trying to grow your own
tits.
It's a hard tit, though.
Yeah.
It's just a hard tit.
So it's like a fake tit.
It's like a fake hard tit.
Yeah.
Not if there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a Thailand tit.
Yeah. But this thing, right, over the last sort of 3 years has gone from a 20 cent piece to a 50.
Yeah.
And then what's bigger than a 50?
A roll of 50s.
And then like, let's just say a headphone cover. I'm just looking
at an egg.
An egg.
Egg?
And now it's sort of like, I'd say a...
head.
$1.50 lime from Coles.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we take it to the bloody vet again. And we're like, fuck, man, this fucking thing. And it's a new vet. And she goes, yeah. That thing's tripled in size. We got to cut it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the hole in a belly is going to be so big. We're not going to be able to sew it up.
Oh.
And we're like, yeah, but you fuckers said that.
No, I was. What you're fine is it wasn't me.
And you know what? When we first got Floydy,
yeah,
he had a bit of a like. I don't know. His knee would lock sometimes. He'd walk.
Yeah.
He'd walk with his leg, one leg backwards.
Dragon.
No, up in the air, trying to like get the kink out.
Yeah, right.
Took him to the vet. He's gone, well, we need to surgery immediately.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So what's going to be involved? What's going to be involved with that? Well, we're going to have him on like serious drugs. He's going to have to be in a cage for up to 2 months. While he recovers, fully doped out. And we're like, we're not doing that to this little boy.
No.
My little boy.
That's my boy.
And you know what's happened since then?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
His legs are strong. This boy can jump.
Mm.
He's got the legs. He's got the vertical jump.
Right.
He's got the leap.
So who's going in for what?
Frankie's going in for a bloody surgery.
So pop and lock.
So on Saturday, I've got to take the day off.
Pop it. Lock it.
Just got to get a full shave.
Ooh.
A summer cut.
Soup to nuts.
Yeah. All the hair's gone. Well, not shaved, but.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, the doggos, man. I mean.
Now we start.
This is what I'll say.
This is where the insurance kicks in.
Yeah, the insurance is going to be covered. But
premium prices.
Buy premium prices. second opinions. And also, maybe don't get the second, third, fourth dog. You know? Would I be getting another dog? I think I've got to.
Almost straight away. We vowed never to get another catto, but never looked back.
Yeah.
Saw a photo of Hoodie, our first cat, the other day. Didn't recognize the cat.
Yeah.
Didn't really. Well, no, mate, he didn't look as familiar as he did when I
hate to say it.
Reared him from a.
I hate to say it, Maple, your new cat.
Yeah.
It's far superior than Hoodie. Hoodie's got better at it. Oh,
Hoodie had spunk.
He did have spunk. But he's a mass murderer.
Yeah, he was. He was a killer.
Killer.
Violent. Psycho killer.
Yeah.
And then moved out.
Yeah, and then moved back in.
No, he didn't move back in. He didn't like... He had to go past cat aids at the door, the stray cat that we never let in.
Oh, copycat.
Copycat. And did the whole... Fuck it, it's my joint. Came in, just looked around and went, fuck this. And would leave for another 6 months. And he turned up and I go, I thought you were dead.
I'm going out for a pack of ciggies.
Yeah.
Never comes back.
Never comes back. Comes back smelling like some old lady's fireplace. It's like the life. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to cost a pretty bloody penny. This is the part that I don't like. And then the sadness, the up and coming sadness.
Of the dog's dying.
Nothing cures a dog death faster than a puppy. Little pink bow puppy.
Do you think I should get the dog stuffed?
No. No, I don't. That's crook.
What about one of those, this is like a little glass thing. And
imagine if we had...
Imagine if your face into it.
Imagine if we had... imagine if we... Every time I think of this dog, I have to scratch. imagine if we had, still to this very day, a... what do you call it when you stuff animals? What are they? What's it called?
What do they call it?
I was going to say ventriloquist. Everybody's shouting at us. I can hear you. I can hear you, audience.
Yes.
It's
called, and you stuff it.
Yeah, everybody knows. Starts with V, ends with gross. Imagine if we had Grindle on the bar.
Mum's first
Grindle.
Grindle. Is that...
Means grey. Did you know?
I thought that might have been a Lord of the Rings reference, isn't it?
Nah.
Grindel? Isn't that a character?
Don't know.
Stuffing them. Stuffing an animal.
But you look up stuffed animals, and it's the... fucking hell. I'm going to pause it. Taxidermy.
Not vaxidermy. Gotcha.
That's a whole other thing. Taxidermy. You don't want to taxidermize the loved dog, because it's like if I had a taxidermied hoodie.
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
And I've got Maple about. She's gonna be like, "What is up? What's up with that? Is this what's gonna happen to me?"
What about this though, as a product?
Gronk. Right,
taxidermy your old cat.
Yeah.
You know those minor birds, and they come in like in street trees, and they're fucking loud. There's one across there at the old Pinewood there, and every night they go to the same tree, and it's an orgy. Oh my god!
Yeah, they sound.
What about this? We get all the old pets: the pet rats, the pet snakes, the pet doggos, the pet cattos. We stuff the bastards. We spray them in a waterproof coating, and then we chuck them up the bloody trees to freak the birds out.
Great.
Scarecrows, but scare doggos, scare cattos.
If you don't want the birdos nesting, where are they going to go?
You always see those owls, fake owls.
The plastic owls. They'd be used to them by now.
They fucking work.
Yeah. They got lights in their eyes.
Ah.
Like real owls.
He saw lights in his eyes.
That's good possibility, and let's have a little look at the notes here.
Well, I've got one.
Yeah.
I've got a recommendash.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it?
How good is it?
Don't know. It's more to the point of, right, it's a TV show called, it's a UK thing called Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah, it's like a five-season, six-parter, six episodes per comedy.
The UK one.
The UK one.
Yeah, with the comedy troupe from... we used to watch it with the kids. It was a kid's history. Horrible history.
It's sort of like that. Well, Ray Bloody Purchase is in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's pretty good. He's the highlight for me.
That's good. America did a version of it.
Well, this is what it was. You've ruined the whole fucking... My whole bit, yeah.
Go, you do it. Pretend I never said that.
So, what we did, I didn't know about the British one. I was just watching Netflix, and the American one came up. It was Ghosts.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, fuck it, we got nothing to do. We wanted something happy.
Yeah.
We didn't want to watch
Middle Ground.
Adolescence or whatever's going around. Oh, and everyone's going, that's a real fucking shocker, that one.
You should see it. It's really good.
You can only watch one at a time because you want to kill yourself afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Oh, that's a good Wednesday night.
Ruined my week.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Did you get into episode two?
Yeah.
Oh.
And three and four.
Don't do it. Why would you do that?
Because I had to see it.
Right.
I had to watch the end. It's too much.
Terrific. Yeah. Who dies?
No.
Just terrific.
Oh, some girl gets stabbed to death. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That was episode one. So we watched
doing this, and it's the American one. It was corny, cheesy, but, you know, just chuck it on and whatever. So it's the premise is a lady inherits a mansion,
mm-hmm.
hits her head.
Yep.
And now she can see all the ghosts that live in the house. All the people that have died on this property.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, it's pretty funny, actually. It's not too bad. And each character had his own little quirks. And I was like, yeah, this is it. It's not too bad. It's a bit American.
It's good to watch.
I couldn't understand why America greenlit it, because they don't usually come up with this. But then after the third or fourth episode, I saw based on the UK version, Ghosts.
Yep.
So right, Cass, we'll watch the whole American one, and then we'll watch the British one.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you,
a million times better.
Like,
it's hilarious.
Significantly, the Americans. The America, I mean, they never get it right.
No, they fuck everything.
They fuck everything. I mean, The Office was closest to what it could kind of be, but not quite right.
Even that had too much Parks and Rec in it.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
And so what the American ones did, instead of doing six, you know, the episode
the
length.
The usual.
Six episodes long. That's all you need for a season.
Yeah, 666.
They do.
Magic number.
The American ones squoze
23.
The five seasons into two seasons. So it's 22 episodes a season. That's too many.
Too many. 22 too many.
Too many. Yeah. And what they 22s. Did. What they did was bastardize each character. It's not the same. Like the army guy in the British one.
Change it.
Yeah, he's from the Civil War, and the British one, he's a gay man, but he's British gay, so like
kind of that.
Stiff upper lip. Yep. Doesn't talk about it. It hasn't really. He's not gay. He's not camp. Right, but the American one, camp. Has his first kiss in the house with some other soldier that lives in the shed.
I don't know your history, and then
like little things, like, you know, it took four seasons for the British one for the general, the captain, to look at some ants on the ground, right? And that was just a passing sort of joke. Is like, oh yeah, I can see this. So the American one like makes a whole
arc out of it
about the ant watching. And then they just miss the mark every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time. They cannot get it right.
Because
the humor is like, well...
They Disney-fy it. They get Mickey Mouse's greasy little black finger and stick it in the plot hole.
Yeah, so the Ray Bloody Purchase guy is the guy with no pants, right? He died with no pants on.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
Okay.
But then in the American version, he's a... sort of an ex-frat boy, banker. And it just doesn't...
land.
It just doesn't land.
Yeah. So, recommend UK Ghosts.
Yes, but a little bit cheesy, a little bit...
That's all right. It's kind of a kid show. It's an in-betweener.
The husband can fuck off. He's like... He can't see the ghosts. Only the wife can.
Yeah, right.
So, it's like, oh my God.
It's like Garfield all over
again. Yeah, and it's a little cringy when it's like she's talking to the ghost and someone's there that doesn't know that the ghost is there.
Like
what did you
Mr.
say?
Ed.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Ed, good recipe. Do you reckon they could ever make Mr. Ed again? How many plot stories could you get out of Mr. Ed?
Yeah. Mr. Ed. Someone owns the rights to that.
And they do.
They've been sitting on it going, how can we get this
how
back?
How can we make Mr. Ed back. Turn him into a dog?
I think you must be cartoon. The new Mr. Ed?
Nah. The new adventures of Mr. Ed? Well, we're ruining it.
What we can't have.
We're Americanizing it.
What we can't have is a horse in this day and age. And we have to keep giving it bubble gum, peanut butter, so it moves its mouth. Otherwise, we're going to have to AI this horse's mouth.
Sponsored by Peanut Buttergum.
only
Mr. Lancelot.
The driest of peanuts.
We're not allowed to use animals in zoos, in circuses, no more.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Didn't we go to watch the bloody elephant ride a little tricycle and step on the tigers and get whipped? Isn't that what we're there for? Well, good whipping.
You still see those bloody circuses come up. They pop up in like empty fields.
Boring.
I reckon.
What are we going to do? Oh, the amazing Instagram dancers. Solid gold Instagram dancers.
Yeah, living that carny life. What? They just live in the caravan. Now we're in Roeville
for three months. Frank Serio, Robin to my Batman.
Yeah.
He was the last intake of...
Acrobats
to ever get in. He's an acrobat in buddies, I think. Silvers.
So you go into clown school.
Nah, he went straight to
Silvers.
Straight to Silvers.
You get your apprenticeship
acrobat in, on, pressure. In, on, around.
Man, I wonder what
they straight into a harness.
Danger money on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But he was built like a fucking gymnast.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Yeah. Wonder what you do. Like, I reckon they got rid of all the animals because of all the shit.
All the duke.
Imagine like lugging elephants and lions around.
Circus fertilizers.
Do you reckon they
business here?
Do you reckon they shoot them up? Like,
shoot them up with heroin,
Xanax or something
like
that. Imagine if the elephant just one day goes, "Fuck this."
I think that's kind of what they did, isn't that what happened to? Hello, Tiger. The magician. What's the
name? Roy and HG. No.
Roy and HG got gobbled up by their white tiger.
Yeah. Never trust them.
Yeah. Now, just quickly, because we're approaching the end of the bloody episode here. Hey, how dare you? Early call text. Doggos. Sleep doesn't work.
Yeah, well, that was what I was coming in with, because... like, just before I woke up, before you called me, I was in full RE. This is at 9:50 in this morning, like AM. Mm. So, Cass was way gone. She woke me up and then went to the gym, and I fell straight back in.
Straight like, to the REMs.
I was like powwowing with bloody...
Mel Gibson, you were saying. Mel Gibson. That's another famous person in your dreams. Yeah. The Queen, Mel Gibson. Oh, I've had all of them.
Celebrity dreams. I'm like saying to Mel and this. And I was like, oh man, I've just bought the. It's funny you should be here because I just bought the bloody. Look there on the desk. It's Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3 in a box set.
Yeah, where'd you get it?
I got it from the tip, and I couldn't say it to him. And then I was like, I hear through the grapevine that you've got Lethal Weapon 5 ready to go, but no one wants to make it with you.
Oh, you bastards!
Riggs! I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh, how old is too old?
They are in there. He must be 65.
Danny must look like an actual glove now.
That was good.
Here's a little bit of side game, which is on par with your interests and the podcast, is Star Trek.
Yes.
Right? But
it's ruined. It's been ruined for me.
Yeah, but like the original tricorder. Remember?
Yep. Ericsson.
They've made one. Full working tricorder.
What does it do?
Everything that it does on Star Trek. Skim.
Scan.
Bleep blops. The boops. The beeps.
What, I can say he's got bloody parasite in
there. They just built apps into it and can make it do all the things. It's got navigators. It's got bloody...
a torch.
Planet guides.
A calculator.
It's got, you know, like you can look up Star Trek stuff, related stuff on it, and it does all the stuff in the show.
But is this like one of those things where they're selling me a hoverboard or a lightsaber? And it's
pretty damn convincing. This thing looks pretty fucking good.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you want a hoverboard still? I don't.
I'll get on it.
A hoverboard.
I'll get on it.
I don't think I want a hoverboard.
Why not?
I think you can still fall off, and I think you can still get hit by cars.
Doing drones shaped as speeder bikes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, go over water, go and bloody over this, over that.
Well, China has now flying taxis.
Ah, fuck that.
I'm not getting into that.
No, I'm not getting into that either.
No way.
Going down. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's the future. I think they need Skynet.
Parachutes.
They need to start a Skynet so that the taxis know which bloody line to...
Yeah, because how high is... We're
too high.
Because flying cars are going, it's going to revolutionise your time travels, but it's not, because you're not allowed to just go willy-nilly fucking...
over people's houses.
No, you're going to have to go down the road.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a queue of flying cars.
Yeah.
And all the people downstairs in their cars are just going to be flying straight past us.
Yep.
It's a bloody boondoggle. Exactly.
It is. And, like, if you went 10 metres up, you're not saving any time.
No.
You need to be
up.
50.
And those blades.
The helicopter
blades. If one of those bastards... You've seen the windmills catch on fire.
Yeah.
And now it's just a fucking... a 40-story fire inferno.
I can't wait for a future where you go outside and all you hear is... of all the blades. Yeah.
Good time.
that shit. All right, well, you can hear the music coming up there. Sure, that signifies the end of the show, and that is where we do a little bit of an outro, which indicates
right now
who we are.
Well, I'm Jez Bosch.
Yes, and I'm Timmy Taco.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you next episode.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all right. And, yeah. Hey, Ray.
Oh, I love you.
They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time.
You know, jumping the turnstile. Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. I had to take me. It's like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
Jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping
the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice. I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it. I get away
because there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times. Jumping
the turnstile instead of just paying $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back like that. Boom, boom. My upper body's not moving. It's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look...